The 15th annual Around the Corner artist group Art Walk is Friday, November 6th from 4 to 9 p.m. and Saturday the 7th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at various artist studios throughout downtown Bloomington. Typically, the Art Walk is only one day, but artist Angel Ambrose says that in honor of their 15th anniversary, they're expanding the walk's hours.
Occasionally, we have people who really want to be there that cannot make it Friday night, or perhaps they have seen something they have their eye on and they need to go home and sleep on it and come back and visit us and their potential purchase the next day. Plus, we'll have cookies.
Cookies? Well,
yes.
That's reason enough, I think.
My mother-in-law, Rosie, makes infamous cookies.
Infamous cookies?
Mm-hmm.
What's the flavor? What kind?
Well, she makes these sugar cookies that are crisp and melt in your mouth, and she has a caramel sauce with rolled or crushed nuts on top of some of them, and some of them are just drizzled with chocolate, and we'll even have some homemade biscotti this year.
That and the art, I think there's no going wrong with that. Now, you're called the Around the Corner Artist Group.
That's correct.
So why did you guys form? What were you guys looking to do when you decided to form this artist group?
We really wanted to kind of take some of the mystique out of art and galleries. We wanted to create an environment where we could draw people into our environments to see the environment the art was created. We wanted them to fall in love with fine art like we have, and to provide an opportunity to have dialogue with people about art without having it be so formal, like, you know, trying to go to a museum. So we were trying to bridge the gap. And our original concept would be like if you would invite a friend to your home. You know, you clean up, you provide some hospitality, and you invite them in and give them an opportunity to get to know you better. So we were looking at building relationship with the downtown community and our other people.
You know, it's an interesting thing when artists get together. Back in the 20s and 30s, a lot of the songwriters in America were very much close friends. The Gershwins, Irving Berlin, Jerome Kern, Harold Arlen, they were all very supportive of one another. Do you get emotional support and artistic support, you know, like a sort of a rah-rah feel from your fellow artists in the Around the Corner artist group?
I think we absolutely do. Artists can be pretty independent. We tend to work long hours by ourselves. That necessitates the creation process. A lot of artists are loners, and so I think that maybe not many of us automatically look for community because we're just kind of busy doing our thing. But we are blessed because we have a really great group of people. We have a pretty diverse gift set in the middle of it, and so we all take different pieces of it, and we find that we can do more together than we can independently. And it's been wonderful. And the entire downtown Bloomington has a great spirit of cooperation. We've noticed a big shift in the last 15 years of just the amount of the cooperation for the whole downtown area. So back to the support, I call these people my dear friends. And, you know, doing business and life with them for 15 years, I know a lot more about them. And I really, really care about them. And I think we really care about each other.
So it's you, Herb Eaton, Jeff Little, Darren Dowdy, and Joanne Getzinger.
Uh-huh, that's correct.
And people get to come to your studios and meet you as artists.
You see the fingerprints of the artist. You see the environment that they create in. You see the artifacts that belong to them, the books that they read are there, the type of paintbrushes, the type of paints. There are a lot of different things that they see in the artist's environment, and I think it lends itself to understanding more of who that artist is. And then, you know, you add the dialogue as well.
I understand you're offering a discount during this 15th annual Art Walk. And is it any coincidence that it's 15% off?
Not one bit. In fact, this is the first time ever. We just decided we wanted to do something special because it is our 15th year, and it's the first time as a group that we have ever done anything like that. And I know generally we do not discount our artwork. It's just something that we don't work at a retail level like that, like you would think in a store. So it is a chance for us to hopefully, if somebody's had their eye on wanting to collect one of the artists for several years, we want to help facilitate that.
That's artist Angel Ambrose. The 15th annual Around the Corner Artist Group Art Walk is Friday, November 6th from 4 to 9 p.m. and Saturday the 7th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.